Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are entering the home stretch in Maseches Peah. Today we are continuing our studies in the 8th chapter, and we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned a whole bunch of measurements for different types of produce that needed to be given to the poor. So, keeping in mind the kav of this and the revius of that, we are now continuing with this concept with Mishnah Vav, which says, Minazo amur b'kohanim u'b'levim u'b'Yisraelim. These measurements that need to be given to the poor apply to kohanim, levim, and Yisraelim. Hayam matzil, if someone was saving produce for a relative who's poor. No tal mechsa v'no sein mechsa. He can retain half for particular poor people, and he has to give the other half away to whoever asks for it. Hayelo davar muat, if he only had a small amount, nosein lefnehem, v'hein machalkin b'nehem. Then he places the designated produce in front of the poor, and they divide it amongst themselves. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Midazu, dein pochasin l'ani amura b'kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Ko echad mehen shemachalik meiser ani b'goren lo yivchos me ze hashir. That this measurements that you can't give less than to a poor person, that applies for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Each one of them for whom you divide Meiser Ani in the granary cannot be given less than this particular amount. Now, why would you think that you can give less to some people rather than others based on what tribe they're from? Let us take a look in the Tosfos Yontif, who says, V'itzrich Kohanim v'Levim. You have to tell us that this rule applies to Kohanim and Levim. D'salka d'ayta chamina, because one might think to say, D'kivan sheyesh lehem trumas u'maisras, since that they receive tithes and other gifts, lo nischayev l'seis lehem mimaisar ani k'dei sovan. Therefore, I don't have to give them satisfying amount of maisar ani. This teaches us that that's not the case. One has to give a Kohen or a Levi the same amount of Meister Ani, even though you might already be giving them other tithes or gifts. Back in the Barton Uro. Hayam Matzil, if someone was putting produce aside. She'ein rotzeh lechalek l'aniyim shebo'u kol Meister Ani shebiyado. He doesn't want to give every poor person who comes all the Meister Ani, all the poor man's tithe that he happens to have on hand. Rather, he wants to save some of it for relatives of his who are in need. No tal mechsa, so we can put half of it away. And he can hide or stash for the needs of his relatives. And then he gives the other half to the poor who come. And if, after he gives half away and puts aside for the needs of his relatives, hayelo davar muat, he has a little bit left, klomo shalo nishar lo kedei laseis l'cho echad min ha'aniyim shebo kashir ha'ktuv l'el b'misnisen, rather he has not enough to give the poor who come the amount stated previously in the Mishnah, then nosein lefnehem mashenisher biyado v'hein machalkin b'nehem. Then he puts in front of them whatever he has left, and they are to divide it amongst themselves. Mishnah Zion. Ein pochasin l'ani ha'over mimakom l'makom mikikar b'pudayon me'arba se'in b'salah. They're not allowed to give, and in this case we're talking about the gabbai tzedakah, the charity officers in a particular town. They're not allowed to give a traveling poor person who's going through their jurisdiction less than a loaf worth a pundayon at a time when four sa'ah cost a sella. You know what? Let's look in the Barton Uro right now on this. Kikar bepundayon. Kikar hanimkar bepundayon. A kikar that sells for a pundayon. Kishachitim nimkarim arba sa'in besela. When wheat sells for four sa'a asela. Now, he goes on further than this in much greater depth. I gotta tell you, I can't buy gas in Canada because I can't convert liters to gallons and American dollars to Canadian dollars at the same time. So there's a very long and complicated Barton Uro here. It's a minimum value of the amount of food that they have to give him. So let's continue back in the Mishnah. Lon, if the poor person is staying overnight, nostin lo parnassas lina. They have to give him what he needs in order to spend the night. Shavas, if he's staying for Shabbos, nostin lo mazon shlosh seudos. Then they have to give him enough food for three meals. Mi sheyesh lo mazon shtei seudos, someone who has enough food for two meals, lo yito min hatamchui. He can't take from the tamchui. Tamchui literally means dish, and it was a particular community fund that gave out food daily. Mazon arba esrei seudos, someone has enough food for 14 meals, lo yito min hakupa. Then he can't take from the kupa, which is a different type of charity fund that gave out food weekly. And kupa, you might be kupat chulim, kupat ha'ir. We still have the expression when it comes to a charity fund. V'hakupa nigbeis b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shlosha. And the kupa, the funds are collected by two people and distributed by three people. Let us look in the Bartnuro. If he's staying overnight, he has to be given parnassas lina, the things that he needs for the night. Mita ukarim uksasos. Basically, you know, bed clothes. He needs to be given, you know, pillows and sheets. So you got to give him, you can't just throw him in the hay. You got to give him what he needs. Mazon shlosh seudos. If he's staying for Shabbos, he needs food for three meals. Shechayev adam lechol b'Shabbos shlosh seudos. Because on Shabbos, we have an obligation of three meals. We have dinner, we have lunch, and we have what's commonly called shalashudas. So if he has enough food for two meals, lo yito min atamchui, he cannot take from the dish. Lefisha atamchui mischalik b'chol yom, because the tamchui is distributed every day. Shehagabayim machzirin al pischei balei batim b'chol yom v'lokachim mehen tavshil l'tzorech ha'aniyim, because they'd go by and collect food door to door every day for the needs of the poor. And the dish that was used for this is called a tamchui. If he has enough food for 14 meals, lo yito min akupa, he cannot take from the basket. Because the kupa fund was distributed from Erev Shabbos for the entire week. So if he has food for 14 meals, he's covered for that week. So the kupa is collected by two and distributed by three. Nigbeis b'shnayim, it's collected by two. Lefiv shemimushkanim al hatzdaka, ve'in osin shiroa al hatzibor pachos m'shnayim. Basically, it's a community need, and a community need must be done by no less than two people. U'mischalekes b'shlosha, and it's distributed by three. Lefiv shehi kedine mamonos, v'dine mamonos b'shlosha. Because they're making decisions, financial matters, and financial matters are decided by three. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will be concluding the chapter and concluding the Masechta.